This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
You know what rhymes with? Last week we spoke at Crosston University.
Here it goes.
You know what rhymes with? Last week we were invited to speak at Dawson University.
So are you asking for the one word Dawson that rhymes with that, or the whole sentence?
No, like what rhymes with it?
No, I don't know what rhymes with it.
What rhymes with it is last week we spoke at Boston University.
Oh, wow.
Boston, Massachusetts. How do you like Boston? Boston thoughts?
It's very Boston snowy. We didn't really see too many POCs, to be honest. A lot of Italianos. We had some good cannolis at, you know, the Italian strip of the city.
Really good cannolis.
But, you know, let's get back to this, like, Boston University thing. Let's get back to this.
What about
it, though? So, Mashun and I, you know, had the honor of speaking at Boston University for the BSA club there, or the BSU club there, which is, like, the Bangladesh Student Association Club, right? And it was such an honor because we spoke for Mother Language Day. And who would have thought that, like, little old dingy little me and Mashun, like, would speak for how grateful we are and how appreciative we are about our roots and, like, our journey with our arts and just, like, how we became so embraced with our culture. And we literally walked into Boston University and we were like, where are we? Because we walked in and it literally looked like the White House. Like, it did not look like a campus.
I was in, like, the Roman Empire.
No, actually, like, we walked in and I was like, this is where people go to school, like, casually every single day. And then I thought back to, like, how I went to Hunter College, which was, you know, a great education. It's, like, really, it's a good CUNY school in Manhattan. But it's, like, it was a block long.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wow, kids really have, like, they have, like, full university experiences with, like, big campuses and, like, you know, well-known, like, rooms like that. They literally had a room just for galas.
Yeah, that's true. It's called a ballroom. That's the word.
They had
like,
a ballroom.
Remember, like, Beauty and the Beast, like, where they danced? Like, that's, like, what we spoke in.
No, actually.
What was your favorite moment from the night?
My favorite moment from the night of, like, the Boston University part?
Yeah, that part that we're talking about.
I loved when we had a beautiful listener, Tanya, who came up to us.
Oh, yeah,
who
Tanya.
Traveled, our OG supporter came to, you know, get her Headspun copy by Mashun Munir, you know, he's a poet, signed. And she came so far to see us talk. And, you know, it was just such a nice moment to see that there are supporters of the podcast. We had so many people that came, like, traveled multiple hours and, like, a lot of time to come see us speak. And it was just such a nice experience to see things like that in person. But it was also such a nice experience to be, like, sitting across from you and, like, getting to see you talk and be in your element and talk about whole journey. And
God
you
knows
had
what
this
I
one
about.
Quote. You had this one quote which I really liked. I know you're going to bring it up in a little bit, but I really liked it. And also, like, Mashun randomly got sick, right? Like, literally the day of our presentation.
Shit.
But then also after that, he was hiccuping for 5 hours straight. Like, watch my YouTube blog if you haven't yet. But he was hiccuping and sick. So it was just so cute, like, watching him speak about what he's
How's
so passionate about. But then also him hiccuping and coughing all in the same breath.
That's not cute. Okay, I wasn't sick. I was close to falling into a coma.
Yeah.
But shout out to Tanya. Tanya, if you're listening.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Thank you so much. She's been listening for a long time. I had a great weekend. I'm not sick anymore, guys. A lot of halls, a lot of Vicks, a lot of
to Uber eat some all the
nights.
Remedies.
And we're good. Ginger ale, big ginger ale guy when you're sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good time.
When he was sick, he had a craving for a singular cracker and a singular cookie.
Not sick. Tonight.
Just a day in the life. Yeah. A regular boy. All right, anyway, welcome back to our podcast called Difficult Dish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives. I am Mahua.
And my name is magical Mashnoon.
Oh, wow. So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about something that I love doing. Something that I've been doing for playing a long chess? Time. No, I like a lot of things.
Playing, but this playing with one, your toes?
Hey. What's going on? Where'd that come from? Sorry. Listen, you know what this girl told me today? She was like, you know it's a good day when you didn't go outside all day. Who the hell says hey, that? Are you 68 years old?
My God. Staying in, having a self-care day inside is the ideal day for me.
Yeah, if you have like a mansion, but like you could walk across your apartment in six steps.
You know, like COVID, like people couldn't go outside.
She wishes so it happy. Was COVID.
No, I don't. You know how people have like No Shave November? I wish there was like a no going out November.
You're so sick. Her internet was out and I told her to go across the street to Starbucks. She's like, no, that means I have to leave. Your internet's out. Go outside. Anyways, today we're talking about something I love, right? I love coffee. Not talking about coffee. I love Pokemon. No Pokemon today. Maybe one day. Talk about Pokemon. My favorite is Fire Red, if you guys were wondering. But today we're talking about solo dates. Solo dating. Dating ourselves. Having fun by ourselves.
Right.
Learning to love being by ourselves. That's a big one.
Right.
Learning to cherish solo time.
You know, when I bring up the word solo date in any of my content, any of my videos, men love bringing up, oh yeah? Well, we'll see what you say about those solo dates when you're 50 years old.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, today we're talking about solo dating. We're talking about how to be okay with your alone time, how to enjoy it, how to get over that anxiety of being independent and just doing things by yourself. And we just have some things up our sleeves because I feel like we are kind of experts at this point. You know, we started at a very young, impressionable age.
I'm pretty good at this.
So let me tell you guys my first experience of a solo date. I was telling Mashoon about this because I just came upon the pictures in my Google Photos yesterday. So my first solo date, intentional solo date, was in high school when I was around 16 years old. And I remember this was like a very big monumental moment for me because I took the bus all the way from Long Island, took the train all the way from there.
Wow.
And I made myself all the way to Manhattan, New York City, right? And this was huge because I was spending my own money that I, you know, had my minimum wage 15-year-old, 16-year-old job with. And I went to Times Square. I was a little tourist. I found these pictures that I probably forced this random stranger to take of me. I had on my black infinity scarf, my skinny jeans, had my hands on my hip smiling. Wow. And this picture was golden, you know, the classic Times Square picture. And then I remember I did some shopping at H&M and Forever 21 because that was a thing nice. Back then. I also went on the Empire State by myself, also made a random stranger take a picture of me for that. It's just like, this was such a monumental thing for me because no one really back then did things like that, especially by themselves. Things like that were usually done in like a big group, especially mm-hmm. if we were going to Manhattan. Like it was a little bit further away from Long Island, especially during high school. We would really only go there if there was like a birthday celebration or if we had a field trip for my high school, like for my art class, we would sometimes go to the museums and stuff. So that was a big deal for me. And also riding the subway by myself was a big deal because, you know, I didn't grow up riding the subway. I grew up driving the cars and like being like a commuter on by that. So that was like huge for me. And I remember feeling like so grown up and independent when I did that, you know?
Yeah. Talk about how it made you feel.
What I really liked about that and why it really stuck with me is because I wanted to be taken seriously as an adult back then because I feel like my family saw me as like a little kid and, you know, I just wanted to do something on my own and just like have that freedom. I was always trying to have like that spirit and like the free will and the freedom at that age. And I think everyone in that age group always wants to be seen as an adult and just, you know, have that freedom and not be restricted at home. So I was really craving that. And then just having the ability to like do things on my own without having like surveillance over me was really important. And it also made me feel so free because I was like, oh, wow, I don't really have to wait for my friends to do something.
Right.
I've always wanted to do things on my own. For example, like riding the subway. But like, you know, my friends would usually take like the LIRR, which is like a metro system that is a little bit more high class. It's faster, safer. But like, I didn't really care about things like that. You know, I wanted to take the subway. I just wanted to go do touristy things in my own city. But I feel like at that age group, no one really wanted to do that. We kind of stayed local. And so I was like, why should I have to wait around and wait for other people to do something that I've been wanting to do and just like push back my life? So I remember that made me feel really excited. And it also made me feel very prepared because I was, I think I was looking at colleges to go to. And I was looking at Hunter College and like colleges in the city. And I was like, okay, if I do go to the city, I have to be prepared with the subway and I have to like learn how to take it before I go. So it just made me feel very adult and it made me like feel very much at peace, you know?
Yeah, that, you know, being on other people's time thing is a real crazy one. I hate being on other people's time. And mm-hmm. and a lot of y'all are like, oh, I'm down for whatever. No, you're not. Stop lying. You're not. You're like, everybody yeah, is. Everybody says that, but everybody got their own restrictions. Oh, I'm down for everything.
That's a euphemism.
But oh, no pizza or pasta or sushi or any. It's like you say you like everything, but you have a billion and two restrictions. Okay, yeah. That's the biggest reason why I started doing things on my own, because too many people are so picky. So, oh no, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I don't want to. What's wrong with you?
Do you remember your first solo date experience?
I don't remember my first, but it was sometime around like 16, 17. I remember growing up, I used to want to go to like this like nicer area in my city because they had like the coffee shops. And in high school, like I was really into coffee, but nobody else was into coffee. And I wanted to take the train, take like the Sunrail train in Orlando to like this other side of the city, just to like sit down at a coffee shop and to just like do nothing. And back then, I'm talking like 7-8 years ago, like that was not a thing. Like sitting at coffee shops, like obviously for everybody on Instagram now, everybody.
You were ahead of your time.
When I was 16, I was trying to convince my guys, instead of, you know, smoking, instead of trying to go ale house, get some chicken tenders, I was like, yo, hey guys, let's take the train and let's go get some coffee and take some pictures. And they all looked at me like I was some dingus and nobody wanted to. And so I took myself. Yeah, I walked to the train station. It's like a 30-minute walk from my house down like a not great street. But I made it to this train station, fit a dollar train pass, went 30 minutes down.
They have
down
a dollar train pass?
Not anymore. It's like 7 years ago.
My God.
Now it's like $3.50 or something. I don't know. Must be nice. I would sit at a coffee shop, just like twiddle my thumbs and just like, man, like, you know, the trees look so nice. Like, you know, little kids walking by, whatever. And I did a lot of that. And again, like I was saying, I think the main reason I started doing it was like, I hate being under other people's times. And
this isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
You know, we can talk a little bit about, like, you know, obviously the scary part is, like, doing things by yourself. And a lot of people are scared to just like jump the hurdle of being okay with, you know, sitting at a dinner table by yourself at a restaurant. Like, obviously, like if you're looking at yourself from like an outside perspective, you might think like, oh my God, I look so stupid, I'm here by myself. Or if you're like, yeah, go to like the movies by yourself, you think that everybody's staring at you like, oh my God, they're at the movie themselves, they're freaking like stupid and ugly and don't have any friends. And that's what a lot of us think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like, for you, were there any like restrictions that, you know, stopped you from maybe going on like more solo dates? Were you scared to be seen alone, or like, or what was kind of like stopping you in the beginning?
I think in the beginning, it's hard to do like big grand things like eating by yourself at a restaurant or going to the movies by yourself because you feel like everyone's judging you. And I think those places, usually you go with someone and it's like a group thing or a couple thing. And so you feel like you're out of place. So everyone must be staring at you. And that was like my roadblock. Yeah. And so how I kind of got over that was like I started doing smaller, like mundane things that made me feel more comfortable. So, for example, like if I went grocery shopping by myself, that wasn't really too big of a deal because everyone's kind of grocery shopping. They're doing it by themselves. Like no one's looking at you really. And or even like going to the library by myself, you know, those were like very smaller, like minuscule things that made me more comfortable with being by myself. And there were also kind of like errands, right? So like even me going to the mall by myself, you know, and it just made me feel more okay with doing things alone. I remember like back in the day we had group chats in high school where like if someone was going to the mall, someone would be like, oh, like anyone want to come along?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you know, like accompany me on the drive or like come to the mall with me. And yeah, it was kind of like, you know, I had to kind of get out of the habit of saying that because I feel like I would be using other people as a crutch, which is fine. You know, accompanying your friend to go somewhere and getting them to that stage of comfortability where they're okay with doing it themselves is fine. But don't always depend on a friend or a partner or someone to come with you everywhere because, like, that's just going to make you not okay with yourself, you know? So right, I started being okay with the quiet. And like, for example, if I was going to the mall or if I needed to do an errand, I, you know, occupied that time with like music or occupied that time with a podcast or even, you know, hot take, my own thoughts. I had that time to finally think for myself and freely without having like, you know, someone else to conversate with or whatever it is. And so it's just like getting over that uncomfortable feeling and just doing something new. I think some of us are just so used to asking a friend to come along or just not doing something because a friend said no or whatever it is. Like we don't even think about it because it's like second nature at this point that we don't even realize that like, oh, okay, they said no, or like, I don't have anyone to really ask. Like, let me just go by myself, or like, let me just do this by myself. Like, it's not really a big deal, you know? It's not that like, oh, my friend said no, let me just never do this ever, you know? Like, let me just not live. It's like there are other options and it's okay to be by yourself. But again, I think it's very important to start off with like basic errands and just doing things that you like doing, you know?
I think like the most important thing that I had to tell myself, because like you were saying, like, oh, a lot of the time, you know, a friend will say no, or, you know, we'll end up not having anybody to go do something with, and we'll just not want to do it. We're like, oh, I don't have anybody. Or, oh, like, I'm going to look dumb. Whatever. I think I just have to tell myself, like, doing an activity, like, by yourself or doing an activity with somebody else, they're two very different things. Like, I think what stops a lot of people and why a lot of people might have a bad time with going on solo dates is, like, they'll go on their solo date and then the whole time they'll think about how, oh, this would be better with somebody else. Or, oh, like, I wish my friends were here. Or, oh, blah, blah, I wish, blah, blah. And it's like you're just sitting there just, like imagining what the situation would be
you're
if
not
there
in
was
the
somebody
present
with you. But it's, like, you being alone is a completely different experience, and you can
do things,
you can process thoughts and feelings that you would not be able to do if you were with somebody else. Like you would be having a different time if you, or a different experience if you were with somebody else, but that also means that you're having a very unique experience being alone as well, and a lot of people forget about that part.
Exactly. So
I just have to tell myself, like, oh, like, me going alone, like, I'm going to have a great time, and there's no point in comparing it to if I went to the movies with my friend, because, like, I'm going by myself, and it's gonna be a great time, you know?
Yeah. Like, for example, when I went to Paris twice. Once I went with my mom, I took her, and then the second time, I went for a solo trip for a month, or for 3 weeks, and I went by myself. And obviously, both times were different. The first time when I went with my mom, it was a shorter trip and I was doing a lot of sightseeing things to make both of us happy. And it was completely different from the solo time that I had by myself. You know, I had so much more reflection by myself. I was able to actually like sightsee and do the things that I wanted to do. I had a lot more time to process things. I had more time to do like actual like self-care and, you know, museum hopping, things like that. And it's like, obviously, when I'm there, it's uncomfortable to be in a new area for 3 weeks. And obviously, like, I'd want Mashun to be there or someone that I love to be there with me to enjoy the experience. But it's such a completely different thing. Like, you are allowed to have your own solo time and enjoy it and still hope that one day you can share that with someone else, but expect a whole, like, a whole different outcome, you know?
Yeah. Like, my biggest piece of advice is, like, when you take yourself out, don't compare it to if you're with other people, because that's just, mm-hmm. you're just, that is just gonna revolve around your head and you're not gonna have a good time and you're gonna go home wishing that like you never did that and then you'll never want to go out again. When it's like, if you just like shut up and stop comparing and just like actually be in the present and like actually like take in like the trees and the birds and like maybe bring a journal, maybe whatever you want to do. I love going on solo dates. I know you love going on solo dates now. But I'm a.
What do you mean now? I always been on this wave.
I don't know about that.
Oh wow!
You're a newbie. I'm not gonna lie. Like I've been doing this for like a long time. Like I could go back. Like, I would really go back. But like I won't. Like I'll like save us the time. What's your favorite ever solo date you've been on?
I can't think of like an absolute favorite, but like I love solo dates in the summertime, especially in New York City because it's like hot. You know, I don't have to worry about the cold. I can do more things outdoors. I love including a little museum in a solo date, a little park, a little reading, coffee shop. That's always my vibe. You know, I had a little solo date where I went to Michael's to get some yarn for my crocheting.
Good.
And then I went to Bryant Park to watch a little like Carnegie Hall, like, that's, you know, music show. A little
show. I remember that.
That was a good time. You know, that was a good time. But yeah. that like brings me to another thing. That brings me to like another topic. So a lot of people are like, oh, like, you know, I'm scared of going outside by myself. Like, I'm scared of solo dates. How do I not be anxious? You know what? A lot of us are so like passionate about certain hobbies or we want to try out different hobbies. But again, we're like, oh, we can't do this yet because I'm waiting on this one friend that wants to come. But like, you know, they keep saying no, so I can't go, blah, 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 whatever. So a lot of us, you know, like don't do something because one of our friends said no or they're not interested. But the truth is that should be like your sign to actually pursue that hobby and do it by yourself. So for example, like if you really want to explore
break that down.
A hobby like pottery or something, right? That's the perfect time where you can literally just take a pottery class by yourself. Like last summer, I really wanted to take like a ceramics class, but I didn't want to like go with anyone. I don't really, you know, I'm not gonna ask someone to go with me, or I can, it doesn't really matter. But anyway, I went by myself and it was such a fun experience, and like I didn't close myself off. You know, usually I would be kind of by myself, I had my headphones in, which is fine too, but like I actually opened myself to like making new friends and like having a good time, and I actually did make a friend, you know, and I enjoyed my time a lot, and it was just like I learned something new and I explored that hobby. You know, if I have a hobby of like crocheting, like I said, I went to Michael's to foster that hobby and I bought some yarn. So really just look at solo dates and look at these alone experiences as just time to reflect on things that you don't have time or space to do back at home, and a time for you to actually explore yourself and learn more things about yourself.
You know, something that we got to break down that, you know, coincides with what you said is a lot of the time. And I'm sure you felt this, you know, for things like a pottery class that, you know, how much was the pottery class? It was like $70 or something. For things that, you know, might be costly. A lot of the time we tell ourselves that, like, we don't deserve it, you know, like, you know, and where does that come from? You know, it comes from obviously the mindset that we always got to be working, that we always got to be, you know, doing something, trying to succeed, trying to hustle, trying to make something, and you know, we can relax when we're dead. You know, I think both of us probably last year realized that we can, like, it's fine to like enjoy life, and it's fine to like take ourselves and like out and take ourselves on like a little shopping spree, go buy like a piece of furniture, like, you know, go to the spa, go to a pottery class, go wherever. And I think a lot of people, of course, there's like the fear and the anxiety of like the actual going out, but there's also the anxiety of like a lot of time you feel like you just don't deserve to treat yourself. And treating yourself is, it's so important for the people that look like us, because a lot of time growing up, we give all of us to the people around us. We give all of us to the people in our home. To our community, to our grades, to our job, when like the first thing that we should be doing with ourselves is just like caring for ourselves first, and then everything else comes after that.
I mean, at the end of the day, the soul of date is just feeding yourself, you know, like you need time to relax and time to reflect, to just get back to work with like a more re-energized, you know, motive. Like, and we're not even talking about like doing a grand like scheme of things, you know. We're not asking you to do like a solo date with like $100 meal for yourself and things like that.
I am,
like, sometimes
I am lobster.
Oh wow.
Steak and lobster, surf and turf. No. The whole shebang.
Oh, little chips and gravy,
medium rare. What?
Yeah.
Oh. Hello.
We're telling you to get a little coffee for yourself.
Yeah.
We're telling you to, like, you know.
Right, a little more than that.
We're telling you to go to a little photo booth by yourself and take
a jacket.
Picture.
Go buy a jacket. Go to, like, a little, like, drive-in movie theater, a little boutique theater. Go watch, you know, Finding Nemo.
You've
or something,
never done any of these.
I go to boutique theaters. You wanna get into, you know, what solo dates we like to do?
Yeah, what's your favorite? What's your go-to? You like doing a little movie watching by yourself.
I don't do this in like my own city, because I've just been here my whole life. But I did this in Toronto, and I talked to you about this, and
before you continue, you know what I loved when you went to that one movie theater by yourself to watch, I think, Wakanda, and you bought like a whole large popcorn for yourself, and you sent me like a 0.5 picture of that, and you didn't even finish it. Like, you had the whole row to yourself and just this huge popcorn.
You
look like a kid.
I have a really, really, really funny movie theater story that I can't tell on the podcast. But if I ever meet one of you in real life, ask me for my movie theater story. And I'll tell you in person, it's hilarious. I was at the movie theaters alone. It was a solo date. That reminded me of
it. I don't remember.
But
which one is this?
I'll tell you later. But like I was saying, when I was in Toronto, I was a big, big, big proponent on just going to a coffee shop and just getting a coffee and just sitting and just like people watching. That is my favorite thing to do. Again, I can't do it in my own city because I go to my coffee shops all the time, and I know people that
come. You're a celebrity here.
But when I was in Toronto, my last day, literally in the morning, I sat for a coffee shop for like 2 hours. I just sat. I was listening to music, and I was just watching people. Another time, I had like an orange cranberry scone. I had a coffee, and I got a refill, so I had 2 coffees. Cheap coffee in Toronto. You Torontans, you're good.
Torontons.
Good stuff. Yeah, big, like, morning time, sitting at a coffee shop, just watching people, especially if it's, like, a coffee shop that has big windows, so it gets really bright inside. Big guy on that. Walking around lakes, lake walking, little sunset.
Ooh, lake
walk.
Little
sunset.
That's how you know you're a
walk.
Florida boy.
Little sunset lake walk, that's a good one. Movie theaters, honestly, not enough people go to the movie theaters alone. I love watching movies alone. Like, sitting right in the middle, like, big ass theater, Tuesday, $5, get yourself a popcorn, get yourself a nacho, get yourself a 2-liter Coke, get yourself some
Skittles. Oh wow, they need all that?
And just all of it.
All that together?
Yeah. And movie theaters, big, you know, solo date, movie theater solo date. If you want to, you know, if you want to start getting a little crazy, right? We can get a little crazy. Take yourself out to, like, you know, a nice little, like, taco restaurant or something. You know, a nice little,
wow.
Nice little whatever, you know. If you want to get real crazy, right? Go look at a new city, right?
Ooh.
I live in Florida, so, like, it's easy to, like, take, like, a 45-minute drive to, like, the beach, right? I don't do that too much, but, like, I could. And I would love to.
Yeah. What's your tip to someone? Like, what would you say to someone that says that they're scared of going on solo dates because they feel like everyone's staring at them?
You're in your own head. That's a made up lie. That's made up. You made that up to convince yourself to not go on a solo date. Let that sink in. You made that shit up. Where did that come from? Who told you that? Nobody. You. You told yourself that. You told yourself that people are looking at you. Why do you think people are looking at you? You're not that special. You're not Timothy Chalamet.
But I think, like, think about it. Like, when you go outside and you see someone by themselves, like, you're not really staring at them. You're not like, oh my God, I wonder why they're by themselves. Unless you're like the most judgmental, most horrible person, you're not thinking, oh my God, they're probably sitting by themselves because they're single, they're ugly, they're this and that. Like, no one cares, you know? And the thing is, like, sometimes we're so in our heads, in our heads, where we think that, like, everyone's staring at us, we're so important in everyone's lives that, like, we're the center of their attention. When that's not true at all. First of all, everyone is doing their own thing. They're busy with their own thing going on in their heads. They're busy with their own friends and lives. No one is caring about you. But also, on the other end, pretend like you are the main character and pretend like you are hot shit, where it gets you and motivates you to, like, do whatever you want and
don't pretend.
Live your own life.
No, pretending.
You are the main character. No, right. Pretending. But also, don't think that everyone thinks you're the main character, you know?
And I think also, some that I keep in mind too is sometimes when I'm out doing something alone, I remind myself that there's also a chance that I'm inspiring somebody else who might be scared to do something alone to do something alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel like they don't see enough people like that. Like, I was at a coffee shop in Orlando like a couple weeks ago, and I saw a guy, like a grown-ass man, like on a solo date. Like, he was literally just like sitting at a table, like didn't have a laptop, no notebook, anything. It was just like him, his headphones, he had a coffee, and he was just listening to music and just like sipping the coffee and just like looking at people. And I was like, this man is on a solo date. And for a split
second, that man knows what's good.
And for a split second, because I was in my own city, I was like, oh, he has no friends. But then I was like, I looked at him and I was like, man, like, I'm so happy that, like, that I'm seeing this, you know, that, like, this is, like, a grown man seeing this. Yeah, I don't see that too often.
I feel like society has taught us to, like, always think of the negative and, like, we just assume that they're a loner or, like, you know, they have no friends or family and they're sad and lonely. That's why they're by themselves or they're heartbroken or something. But, like, sometimes, like, they're just enjoying life and, you know, Literally. We just got to trick our brain into believing that and just unlearn all of the biases and like stereotypes that we have. You know, it's normal to have like automatic judgments and biases when you see other people, and it's normal for them to have the same thing about you, but it's up to you to like change that when you think it, you know.
That's something that a lot of us, you know, South Asian youth workaholics don't know. We don't know how to live life. We don't know how we don't know how to sip coffee and just look. We don't know how to just sit on the porch and just live. We don't do that. We always gotta study for biochemistry.
You know, it's so underrated though. Because, like, solo dates teach you so much about yourself, and just being by yourself teach you so much about yourself and what you like, and what you like in a partner, what you like in yourself. And it's like,
that's true.
You know, some people don't even know how to, like, pay the bill by themselves. So, like, imagine when you put yourself in an uncomfortable position where you are going to a restaurant by yourself and you're like, oh my God, this is my first time where I'm paying for a bill by myself, because usually my parents are paying for it, or like, you know, my partner, or like something, you know? And it's like, oh my God, I either like figure it out on my own and be uncomfortable, or I like never learn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like really important that you learn things about like financial literacy when you're growing up, and you learn things about just life, you know, things that you don't learn unless you do it on your own practically.
You still didn't tell me about some of your, you know, ideal solo dates. What's going on?
You didn't ask me.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a little ask, you know?
Tell me. Enlighten me. What do you like to do?
Nothing better than like a little museum, you know? A little museum that you haven't gone to, that you've heard good things about. That's always good. You know, I love going to myself. I love being a little museum hopper. I love being a little museum repeater. You know, there's always a new exhibit going on. Like, there's something new all the time, even if you go to the same museum over and over, you know. I feel like something else that me and you really like is very underrated. It's shopping and thrifting by yourself. Because now that I'm able to like do that by myself, I don't think I can ever go back to doing with other people. Because now I can actually like shop in my own free time without feeling rushed. When you go shopping with other people, you feel like you're like wasting their time, and that if they're done early, you feel like you have to follow along with them. You can't go like try on clothes as much. And so now that I have been doing that like by myself, it's just so therapeutic to do it on my own, you know?
Yeah, I can never shop with other people. Maybe you.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah, that's literally it. All right. So as you guys know, we end off our episodes with an advice session or a response session where we respond to some of the things you send to us via our story on Instagram. It's at Difficult Dish. So we asked you guys what your favorite solo dates are, what you like doing in your alone time, and why you like doing it. So we're going to go through a little speed round, as always, to talk about, you know, some of the things you guys said. Someone said, I usually get myself a nice meal and then get some bubble tea. If I'm near a mall, I usually do a bit of window shopping as well.
Window shopping, big window shopper, especially past like the luxury stores, major window shopper.
Yeah.
Only.
This bubble tea is such a big thing. It's such a cute little thing to have in your
it's
hand
too expensive
if you're
feeling
now. Anxious.
It's way too expensive now. You guys are sick. You bubble tea shoppers.
Like, but a cute little matcha or like cute little boba in your hand is so cute when you're walking by yourself. You
make
know?
It at home.
Someone said film photography and walks in parks. This is a good thing because that means you have time to foster that hobby of yours and you get a little walk in the park by yourself, you know, while you're people watching.
It's a double whammy.
It's also fun to do things by yourself, but also like be off your phone and be actually in the present because I think sometimes we're awkward. So, you know, try your best to not go on your phone and actually do some of those things for yourself. Someone said, solo dates was a game changer for me. I just one day decided to not wait on other people to do things I always wanted to do. I was going to go to an event with a friend and she got sick and had to cancel. And I went anyway and met some of my closest friends now. Best decision ever.
I think events can definitely be scary. We can have a whole episode on talking to strangers. Maybe, if y'all are interested. I'm a, you know, intermediate at that. But going to events is scary, but the upside is unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. If you go to places that you know will also have other people that are like-minded and will enjoy those same things, you're going to find people that you like and make friends with them. All right, let's do one more. Someone said, as a child of immigrant parents, growing up, I never had space to be alone, be with my thoughts, or express my individuality. So the moment I moved out, I really appreciate solo dates because I was able to experience life through my own lens and perspective, and it felt so fresh and worry-free. So I started prioritizing even more solo dates because it meant I could be my most genuine and unapologetic self. Yeah, that's a good one because I think, you know, a lot of people ask me, oh my God, why don't you live with a roommate, blah, 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 now that you moved out. Truth is, I love having my own space. I love having my own peace and just solo dates and having that time to do it on your own just makes it so much better because I think a lot of us get like our own ideas and thoughts dictated when we're younger because obviously like, you know, when you're younger, you have people telling you what to do and you don't really have your own individualistic mind. So it's such a great way to, you know, learn more about yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got any 10-second advice? I can help you out if you'd like. I can throw you some themes.
Anything yeah, throw me some.
About socks?
Socks?
Yeah, I know you like socks.
How about
jumping in the snow? Anything about that?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, February going to March. If you're up north and you got snow, my advice, go jump in it.
Yeah. In my most recent vlog, he's jumping around the snow a little bit.
Yeah, if you guys are curious to see what I look like jumping in snow, you could check it out in...
They can't sleep at night.
In her last YouTube video. You know, if you find it, just, you know...
That's the highlight of my Boston trip, actually. I take back my first answer.
Yeah, come on. What about you?
You want to throw out some themes at me?
Water.
At least paint? I threw themes at you that you actually resonate with.
Pasta. Rice.
take some pictures of yourself and be the main character of your own photographs. Take it with a little DSLR camera. Take it with a little digital camera. Yeah. Take it with a little film camera. You know, sometimes we're so busy taking pictures of other things, which is great. But also romanticize your own life and dress up and be cute and, you know, have some pictures of yourself. Because I was looking through my camera roll recently and I was like, damn, in my high school years, I rarely ever took pictures of myself because I thought it was like unattractive. You know, I always took pictures of other friends and people and no one ever did that for me. And then I was like, don't wait on friends to take pictures of you. Take your own pictures.
Very true. Yeah. Throw on a little scarf, a little, you know.
Oh, wow.
A top hat or like beret.
A top hat. Wow.
And, you know, just like, you know, pose it out. You know?
All right. Don't do that. So where can they find us on TikTok?
They can find us on TikTok on TikTok.com/difficultishpodcast.
And where can they find us on Instagram?
Instagram.com/difficultish.
Where can they find you on Instagram?
Instagram.com/mushroommaneer.
And me?
Instagram.com/labyrinthav, spelled LABYRITNHAV.
You forgot the N. You forgot the N. Whatever. You spelled labyrinth. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. We hope that this episode has helped you, you know, embrace yourself more, embrace your solo time more, learn more about yourself, be independent. It is not that scary. You will get used to it, but it all comes with, you know, a lot of time by yourself and practicing. It will not come easy right away, but just make sure you start because change is uncomfortable and scary, but it is necessary to grow. But thank you so much for listening. We love you guys so much and we cannot wait for you guys to come back again next week and for us to talk about our topic. So we will see you. Allah Hafiz.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.